From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Pope Francis is holding Mass today in Havana's historic Revolutionary Square.
Creo en Dios, Padre Todopoderoso, Creador del Cielo y de la Tierra.
Hundreds of thousands of Cubans packed the streets and into the square to see the Holy Father on this, the first full day of his three-day visit to the Caribbean island nation. Later today, the pontiff will meet with Cuban President Raul Castro and may visit Castro's ailing brother and predecessor, 89-year-old Fidel Castro, then pray with a group of priests and church officials before speaking to a group of young people. The Pope arrived in Havana Saturday and was greeted by Raul Castro, who assured Francis in his welcoming remarks that religious freedom is consecrated in Cuba's constitution. Later this week, he travels to the U.S. for a private meeting with President Obama and a joint address before Congress, as well as addressing the United Nations. Violence has erupted at the hotel in the capital of Burkina Faso, where negotiations are being held to bring an end to a four-day-old military coup. Supporters of the military junta stormed the hotel this morning, attacking opponents of the coup, but moments later, those same soldiers jumped to the defense of opposition leaders entering the hotel for talks. The violence comes on the day mediators working to end the political unrest in the West African nation were expected to announce a resolution to the crisis. The government had set elections for a new government, permanent government, for October 11th, but now suggests they might be too soon. Scores of Syrian rebels trained by the U.S. and its coalition partners have left Turkey, entering northern Syria to take on Islamic State insurgents. Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Syrian President Bashar al-Assad must step down, but the timing of his departure has to be decided through negotiation. This is VOA News. Secretary of State John Kerry speaking in London on Saturday after talks with British counterpart Philip Hammond.
We talked about a number of ideas that we have for how to use this moment where Russia appears to be more committed to doing more against ISIL, to find ways to move towards the political settlement. That's the objective.
And Mr. Kerry also urged Russia and Iran to use their influence in Syria to convince Assad to negotiate his departure in order to end the country's bloody civil war. Italy's Coast Guard says more than 4,500 people were rescued Saturday off the Libyan coast as calm seas triggered a rush of migrants trying to reach Europe in overcrowded boats. Elsewhere, Austria braced for as many as 10,000 more migrants after Hungarian authorities shifted tactics and began transporting thousands of migrants to the Austrian border. Pro-refugee protesters in Sydney this weekend call for the Australian government to do more to assist Syrian migrants. In certain quarters, however, there remains strong opposition to Middle Eastern asylum seekers. And some are asking if any major changes are likely under the new Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull. Experts say major policy changes are not expected after the new Prime Minister earlier made this statement about his predecessor's efforts to stop people or smugglers from bringing asylum seekers ashore by boat.
Restoring the security on our borders has been an extraordinarily important step, enabling us, for example, to offer the increased and generous arrangements for Syrian refugees last week.
Immigration is one of Australia's most divisive issues, and the new Prime Minister, who is progressive, is well aware that tough asylum policies helped the Conservatives win a decisive victory in 2013 elections. Greek voters, exhausted by years of economic crisis, are at the polls today voting for a new government. The election pits the leftist Syriza Party against the conservative New Democracy Party. This election is the third this year and was triggered when the previous prime minister resigned last month when citizens grew upset with him over not resisting European creditor demands of more austerity measures in order to help the country deal with its debt and receive additional buyout money. Saudi-led coalition airstrikes against Yemen Shiite Houthi rebels and their allies have killed 29 people, including civilians in the capital of Sana'a. The Saudi coalition, which includes nine other Arab nations and is supported by the U.S., began fighting the rebels in March, 2 months after Houthis drove the government from power and took control of Sana'a. And Afghanistan is rejecting and denying charges that a terrorist attack on a military base in northwestern Pakistan was planned and launched from Afghan territory. The Pakistan Taliban has already claimed responsibility. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.